Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we've got Jeff Zabar back on the show. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to way back into the last century, actually, the last millennia, to be specific. And he's written a number of books on being home-based, including Safe at Home, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. Yeah, I remember back in 98 when we were doing this show.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
How are you doing there, old-timer?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay, Jim. How are you today?
Hey, that's a pretty good Walter Brennan impersonation there.
There you go.
Hey, What's the news? What's going on out there? In the, you know, I'm thinking so much, Jeff, about all the people who, I can almost feel the energy and the anxiety of all the people, all the Americans right now sitting at the kitchen table, trying to start their own business. Can you feel that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lot of people who have to do it because, you know, if they've been laid off and they're going and looking for new jobs, and there are so few around, and those who are in jobs that either are dead end or they feel the axe could still be falling, they think that things have slowed down, but they got, you know, hit with June numbers that they weren't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people who just, no matter the economy, just feel, you know, I'd rather be my own boss. And I think that's the Horatio Alger among us all that, you know, or just the entrepreneurial spirit who says, I want to pick myself up. I want to do my own thing. I want to be my own boss and not be in the beck and call of somebody else at their whim and fancy.
And I remember, you know, I've said many times before, when I got downsized in 89, at 8:30 on a Monday morning, May 29th, 1989. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything, but in 5 minutes, I said, "I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself."
Absolutely.
And I started my business at that moment. And
you've
so,
done a wonderful job ever since.
Well, and that's where people are right now.
Right.
But and you did it the same year. But there are so many people out there who are today at this moment are where you and I were 20 years ago.
Right.
And they need help. They don't know where to go. And that's your job, my sir.
And it, you know what? And it's an interesting time because obviously the economy is different today than it was 20 years ago when you and I went out on our own. I by my own volition, and you of somebody else's. But the economy, you know, things change. And the ability to launch your business and reach a global audience, the ability to market yourself, the ability to get word out, the ability to create even something as simple as a business card, log on, design, click print, and it arrives via FedEx or UPS or whomever in a matter of days in full color, very, you know, inexpensively.
That didn't exist.
That
in
didn't
those
exist.
Days, social media was, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Absolutely. Face-to-face, handshake, looking people in the eye. And I got to tell you, Jim, to a certain extent, that's the lost art.
It is
media.
In a way, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that we've had this conversation, and we continue to have it with others, that you cannot sit at your computer and consider that networking.
As powerful as social media, as we call it, unfortunately, as powerful as it is not the answer.
It is not the answer. It's an answer.
Right.
But not the answer.
It's a tool. It's one of the tools.
Exactly.
You are the answer. You and the relationships you build in all the different ways, and it takes lots of different ways.
Right.
That is the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. And people have such a hard time, you know. And I'm guilty myself. And where I use Twitter and I use Facebook and I use my blog site and I email people and I'll go through my contact database and look back and say, okay, who haven't I? Oh, Bob from ABC Widget Company. I haven't spoken to him in a while, so let me send him an email and see how he's doing. And you know, sometimes the cynic among us will see that and say, oh, that's just Jeff, you know, just reaching out for some new business, not really caring. Hey, how you doing, Bob? He's just looking. But you know what? Never am I more productive and more likely to get some new business than when I say, hey, Thursday night is an event at the Florida Marketing Association. I'm going to go down and see those people. you know, or I'm going to go call on a client and make a face-to-face.
It's just like Nesbitt said almost 30 years ago, we will have high touch, but we'll still high tech, but we'll still want high touch.
That mega trend continues today.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's something that we really need to keep in mind, no matter what we do, and no matter what we launch, no matter how much we blog, tweet, post to Facebook, you know, use LinkedIn, MySpace,
well,
Flickr,
you know,
whatever.
You know, Jeff. I mean, that day, that May 29th, by noon, I had taken scissors and cut out my brand new little business cards.
Right.
And right after lunch, I was out on the street, and by the end of the day, I didn't have any new customers, but I had four or five prospects.
Right. You know what?
Because I went out and knocked on the door and went in, and it, folks, it just takes that. I mean, you're not going to be able, as much as we talk about social media, and as powerful as it can be, and Jeff's going to talk about that in just a little bit. He's got a couple of things he wants to mention on that. As powerful as it can be. It is one of the elements of your business model's execution.
Right.
It is not the element. It is not the silver bullet. It is one of the tools that you use.
Absolutely. And you know what the point that you just made is that the morning process of if you're downsized, the morning process, you know, it exists. You know, that there are the stages of grief that we go through when you know, loss of a job, especially a long-time job, is pretty perplexing on people, and it's very taxing emotionally. But you move on, and you realize that those among us will realize, hey, I can, like you said, I can screw up my life better than they can. I can do a better job. That's exactly what I said in a certain way. I said, I can do this job better than working for an employer, especially the employer that I had at the time. I said, I can do this better. And here we are 20 years later, you know, doing it better, more balanced life, having fun, always tweaking the model, always doing something new. My business has evolved. What I do has evolved. I'm not just a journalist anymore, but corporate copy and blogger, and I do SEO for my clients and advise them in social media. You know, it's you evolve with the times, you know. Evolve or perish is really what it boils down to.
There's no question about it. That's exactly right. Evolution or extinction in the marketplace, we get one or the other.
Right.
And if you don't know that, and if you don't plan for it, then, you know, you will become extinct. So the main thing, folks, is to remember that you are the most important tool, and whatever, as you move along in the communication continuum, you have to decide, okay, is it better if I post a blog, I post on Twitter, I write on somebody's wall on Facebook, should I make a phone call, should I send them an email, should I send them a carrier pigeon, or should I drive over there and say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far? 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
A little bit of Fleetwood Mac. Here's Stevie Nicks on vocals.
So I'm back to the velvet.
One of the classics. Great voice. Heard her in, she and the almost all the rest of the band in Vegas a month or so ago, and boy howdy were they good. Unbelievable. I heard somebody say, Jeffrey Zabar, by the way, is our guest. Jeff, I heard someone say that surely they're on drugs because they're all, you know, in their 60s. And they were jumping around like they were 25, and I said, whatever they're on, I want some of it.
Absolutely. And you well, know what? And I'll bet you, watch Mick Jagger. I saw the Rolling Stones about, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago. And those guys, you know what? That's a cop out, if I may, to say that they have to be on.
I know. No,
they
I think
are
this
so
person
energetic.
This person was teasing, and I was too, but only somewhat. But here's the thing, Jeff. Here's what they know. Here's what they have. They love what they do.
They love what they do.
That's
they
just that's, and I have that. You have that.
Right.
And somebody, Confucius or somebody a long time ago said, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Absolutely. And people retweet it as if it's, you know, they said it the first time.
Yeah, my mother told me that 40 plus years ago.
Right.
And I gave her credit for it for a couple of decades.
Absolutely.
But it's the truth. So folks, if you want to find me online, I'm at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check all that stuff out there. You can find all the work that Jeff and I have done over the years together here on the show and other things that we've done together. my blog, my knowledge base, my web, my newsletter, the articles, archives, Brain Trust, all that's there. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey, how about you?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, as well as the tour we're going to be starting in a couple of weeks called Home Office Highway.
Exactly. Now, when is that going to get kicked off?
That will depart on or about July 20th and go through early August.
Okay, so
we're taking an RV trip from here up through the southeast and then back home again.
And what's that website?
HomeOfficeHighway.com.
Okay, and you're going to be blogging every day and
tweeting
every day.
We're going to have tweets going. We're going to have
Are we going to do the show on the 20th? I mean, not the 20th, but we're going to do the show on the 23rd. Is that right?
You'll be on the highway then, right? Yeah, I'm going to be on the highway, so we're going to do the show from the road.
So you're going to be on the road, rolling down the highway.
Rolling down the highway. Going to roll that Doobie Brothers, rocking down the highway.
All right, we'll look forward to that. So, folks, go to Home Office Highway and see what Jeffrey's doing. Folks, this is world-class creativity. You ought to go to that site and just imagine, how could you in your business? I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're a shoe repair shop. I don't care if you're a new website design company. I don't care what you do. But look at what Jeffrey's doing with his business to attract attention, to add another dimension of creativity, to get some interest, to gin up some excitement. Look at what Jeff's done here. And you've been doing this for 4 or 5 years, haven't you?
Well, we've been doing Home Office Highway for about 3 years, but we've been working from the road, which is the whole premise of the show, that the tour is the ability to work from the road, to work anywhere, what they're now calling cloud working, they're calling work shifting, all sorts of names. But, yeah, we've been doing it forever and just showing how productive you can be.
And so, folks, check that out. You'll learn a lot when you get there. Jeffrey, you've been using Twitter lately in some interesting ways. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know what? Twitter, at the top of Twitter, it says, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And frankly, you and I have had this conversation. Yeah. I don't really care what you're doing. Tell me what you're learning.
I want to know what you've observed.
Tell me what you've seen. Tell me what you know. Tell me what you've discovered out there. So yesterday, a couple days ago, I called on somebody for an article because I'm a journalist, I'm a writer. So I called on somebody and said, can you send me a bio? I don't have a bio. And I'm like, you called me looking for PR and you don't have a bio?
Wow.
So I wrote in a little bit of frustration, I tweeted that I said, you know,
Did you out this person?
I outed them generically. I did not say, you know, Bob Smith does not have a Twitter, you know, does not have a bio. So I went onto Twitter and I said, journalist calls, do you have a bio? Write one. And then it blossomed from there to the point that I said, you know, okay, write a 150 word bio. And then I said, okay, you have your long form bio now, write a short form bio, about 25 words. If somebody says, give me the one floor elevator speech, you know, what do you got there? And then I said, okay, next, if you don't have that, you've written those, you're ready to distribute those, a reporter calls, boom, you get them out there. Then I said, do you have a headshot? Do you have a photograph?
We get that every week, several times a week. Somebody calls us and they want something from us. So whatever the relationship may be about to become, very small or maybe big, they say, would you mind sending us a bio and a headshot? I mean, we literally have that one click away. We've got that.
You've got to have it ready.
Now, look, Jeff and I are in the media business, but it doesn't matter what you do. You should have this ready.
You got to have it ready because you never know when it'll be.
And you need a couple of versions of your bio.
Absolutely.
You need a very short one and then a moderate one.
Need a short one, about 25 to 30, 40 words they can put at the end of an article
just a paragraph.
Or conclude.
Yeah.
And then you need a longer form.
A bulleted one.
Exactly. And then that headshot. And then what also works well is an environmental shot. You in your office, you on your factory floor, you doing whatever it is that you
do,
your retail store.
Yeah.
To have it out there because they, you know, headshots can be passe. They may want a little bit more than what you think.
Well, see, we've taken Photoshop and I look like Tom Selleck in my headshot.
See, and that's why it never runs. You need to be honest about it.
That explains a lot, doesn't it? Hey, Jeff, give us that website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Nick, go ahead.
And homeofficehighway.com.
That's the one, that's the new one, folks. Not the new one, but that's the one where he's going to be on the road. And 2 weeks from now, Jeff, you're going to be on the road, and we're going to talk from there.
Absolutely.
Be safe. Thanks a lot for being here. Good job.
Jim, it's been great being with you.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. He'll be rolling down the highway next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. She was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.